What's good, everybody? It's your boy Hans.
And this is Tristan.
Welcome to the Hans and Tristan podcast. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, Tristan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year.
Yes, ma'am. Happy 2023. Wow.
I know, right?
I feel like it was just 2005, like not too long ago.
Time is flying, like literally. And wow. January is like over.
Yeah. 2023. Man. Listen, if anything, take advantage of each day. Don't squander it away. Do what you want. Do what makes you happy, because time keeps on moving.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah. So we're going to jump right into it, guys. Not waste your time like we normally do. So, Tristan, like you said, January's over. We had Martin Luther King Day in January, and now we're in Black History Month. Of course, the shortest month, but whatever. We're not going to get
into it. The shortest month, Black History Month, but it's okay because it's Black History every day.
There you go. 365, right?
There you go.
So there's a lot of celebrations going on right throughout the month. Little people, businesses and different people, cities across the land and even across the world like to do different things honoring our Black history and ancestry, right? But I wanted to point out one which was particularly just, I don't know, concerning is the word I'm going to use right now. The lovely city of Miami, the mayor put out, and they had this whole ceremony of revealing their contribution to Black History Month. And their contribution, a city of Miami, which is heavily Black, by the way, is a police cruiser adorned with Black history emblems all over it. And I'm talking about... I'm talking about fully adorned from front, back, side, back, everywhere.
Think about it like this. If you walk into Walmart in the month of February and go to their Black History section of t-shirts, take all those graphic designs that Walmart has, you know, appropriated and then throw them on a car. And that's what it looks like.
She is not exaggerating. If you want to, if you're on Twitter, it might be on Instagram too under the same hashtag. Look up the hashtag Because Miami and you will see this monstrosity. Now, Tristan, as the expert, I would say that you are in dissecting tomfoolery. What do you think is going to be the impact of said cruiser rolling down the neighborhoods and streets of Miami?
First of all, zero impact. Let's start there.
It's not like going to deter crime, Tristan?
No, God, no. Right? Like, and like I said before, I would be highly insulted if a police officer came and whooped my ass, right? Police brutality. But you pulled up in this Black History police car to whoop my ass. Like, oh my God, seriously. Like, let's be real about that. Like, what is this car and these decor on this car supposed to help? Like, you could put that money in so many other different aspects of the community to actually help the Black community. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say, there's no way in God's green earth anyone had of the Black culture had anything to do with this dynamic. I don't, and mind you, this is also the same state that doesn't want to teach advanced placement African-American studies. Right. So we're going to remove the educational portion of African-American studies, but we're going to give y'all this car in return for reducing your education and not informing other cultures. About, like, really? I always say, you know, Florida is its own special place, even especially Miami.
Oh, yeah, definitely Miami. Definitely Miami.
It's like every week is a new story with their asses.
It's very much so insulting. It really is. It's like, hey, here's something pretty. It's, hey, look at this shiny object. Just forget about all the beatings that you're going to get in these streets. And
right,
all
the systematic racism.
Yeah. Just all that, the pipeline to the prison that we've established for your people. No. Just look at this pretty bells and whistles. Like,
yes.
That's supposed to mend the distrust and relationship that we have with the police in our community.
So do they have like a token Black officer who drives around in this vehicle?
I was just going to ask you, like, who do you think is going to be the lucky officer to be placed in said vehicle?
That would be so like, bruh, don't ever.
I'd quit.
Like, literally, like, how dare you even, and again, whose idea was this? Because this idea had to be in the works for at least a couple of weeks, right? Because to get a car wrapped, like, you gotta have some kind of, like, okay, so who came up with the designs? Whose idea was this? Why do y'all have this kind of money to insult the Black community like this?
Yeah, and clearly there weren't enough Black people in the room, if there were any.
Because I highly doubt it was any Black person in that room.
Because that's a red flag. Like, that's not it. That's not it.
That car is the equivalent of, I'm not racist, my friend is Black. Like, that's the equivalent. That car is the equivalent of that, right?
That's exactly it.
Like, it's such a slap in the face because you're trying to, like, prove that you're not racist by doing racist shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry I kill you guys in the streets daily, but here's a nice shiny car.
Yes, here you go. Sorry I'm killing all your children and, you know, limiting your education and putting red tape for places y'all can't buy houses. But guess what? We have this car that we could drive around and you could look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even have it. You could look at it.
Right. You can marvel.
And the thing is what neighborhoods is this car designated to go? Is this car going to go to the ghettos? The project?
Come on now. That car is going to be at the school functions, the parades, the shows.
There you go.
Be in the hood, man. Get out of
there
here.
There you go.
If anything,
more bullshit.
I would be scared to drive in the hood because if I see that, I'd be so mad, I'd shoot it up. Like, that car needs to be
Who idea was this to send this Uncle Tom ass car cruising through the fucking city, like, really rubbing it in, like, come on, bro. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously.
They need a PR person, especially with times like this and what just happened with Tyree Nichols and all that. This is not the course of action. If anything, Black History Month should have been you guys dedicating time out of your day each week to do something in these Black communities.
Thank you.
Help clean it up or help give them additional resources. Or, you get what I'm saying? Like,
but this goes back to what I said off air. Bring back McGruff. That money could go back into McGruff. Have him back in the community with his little suit on. And yes, the suit is hot. So the officer in that suit is going to be hot. He's going to be burning up, especially in Miami. But guess what? You're learning a very valuable fucking lesson. I'd rather be burned up in this McGruff suit that smells like old Cheeto ass than you be sitting around an air-conditioned car that's plastered with goddamn what you think is African-American decor.
Right. It'd be fly though, because McGruff had that rain trench coat with the hat.
Listen, what's that do?
Fly. And if you don't know who that is, you're too young. I'm sorry.
You're too young to take a bite out of crime.
You're too young. It's all right. It's okay. It's fine. We'll take care of it.
But it's insulting. And I think that, to me, it shows the massive disconnect between government and the African American community, which we've been saying for the longest. We are not represented. I don't care. Yes, we had a Black president, but we are not represented in certain places. And especially when you get to state level, we're not represented at all.
And not only are we not represented, right? Well, it's correlated. We're not represented, and those systems often were built to specifically disenfranchise us.
Yep.
So it's hard for us to look for a system that was built against us to offer us protection. And I think we're seeing that multiple times, and not just Miami, right? So we're picking on Miami because, come on, you deserve it with this car. Yeah, you deserve that. But
like, why every week I doing something silly?
Right, but
with government money.
Yeah, right. But all over this country, it's clear. I mean, look what happened in Memphis, right, with Tyree Nichols. It's clear that this system, this police force, which has roots in being established by KKK members, yes, right, is not built to help the Black community at all. It's built to take. It's built to get rich off of. It's right. Not built to protect and serve this
community. We don't get police the same way as other communities and other cultures get police. Like, we are excessively policed, you know, in comparison to other people. And right. People be like, oh, well, the officers in Memphis were Black. That has nothing to do. Their individualized race has nothing to do with the systematical race of the police force. I don't care what anyone says.
They
might identify as Black, but they are acting on behalf of the police department, which is damn sure racist as fuck.
Right. And thank you for bringing that up, because we are switching gears to that. At the end of the day, I believe that this tragedy that happened in Memphis is a sobering reminder that racism is at its core an ideology that is systemic, right? It is not bound between the colors of our skin. As you and I know, there's plenty of cool white people that we relate with that are really not at all, they don't carry that ideology, right? But what people fail to understand that racism doesn't have a face.
No.
It doesn't have a face. It is a system. It is an ideology that is carried out through systems, right? So miss me with this whole, oh, well, those officers were black. No, they were a part of a racist system, an ideology, right? And we've seen it. If you read, which Florida is trying to stop us from doing that, but if you read about African-American history, oftentimes plantation owners, slave owners would get black slaves, their property, to do their bidding.
Even the KKK had black members. Again, all skin folk and kin folk and vice versa. Like, at the end of the day, just because someone is black doesn't mean they're not corrupt by a system. We see it all the time when people climb the corporate ladder or get in certain organizations or affiliations, and they adapt to those ways, regardless of whatever background they come from.
Facts. So to me, that is the biggest takeaway we need to take from that, that racism does not have a white face. It is a system. It is a system now mostly perpetuated by those who identify as that. But granted, the system itself is what we need to battle. That's where we need to shift, right? So yes, gone are the days where we have to petition for, you know, the right to use the same restaurants, drinking fountains, and et cetera, right? But not gone are for us petitioning for systems to be carried out fairly. That's where the fight is right now. That's where we haven't made as much move and progress as where we need to. And we're seeing it all over. I mean, look at the state we live in, right? So just in the past 2 years alone, how they've changed certain voting laws to make it harder for people in areas where we most likely reside in. They've closed a lot of the polling, the voting area. So it's harder for us to vote. Well, they
have the reduced amount of actual machines.
Exactly. Or the reduced amount of hours that the polls are even open, right? Mm-hmm. So it's things like that. We're fighting systems, you guys. We're fighting systems. So although we would like to put a face on it, but that to me is just a tool used to further distract us from the systems that are at play. So don't fall into that trap, right? Don't let that these officers being black fool you guys, okay? It's the system. And even within that, right? The system still plays itself. Because think about it. You see how quick these guys are being brought to justice? But we can argue, had it been officers of a different race, how it would have been just cool, easy. And the fact that the white officer who first approached Tyree hasn't been charged with anything, but has just been sent on administrative leave, which means he's still getting paid, by the way. He still gets a check. You get what I mean?
He's on vacation.
That's what it is.
He's on vacation.
They told him, hey, man, relax. Go change the weather. And how the EMS responders who are white, how they took their time deliberately delaying care for him. So there's a lot of people not being held accountable to the same standard that these black officers are. So we could argue both sides. But I just want... Go ahead.
Even if you hold these officers, let's say even if every officer who killed, violated, or abused their position was held accountable, they're still drops in a fucking bucket. Mm-hmm. They're so low on a totem pole of racism, it's ridiculous. Like, the people who are really implementing and keeping and orchestrating all this going, they're so advanced and beyond that they don't have to do the dirty work anymore. Mm-hmm. They have other people like officers and, you know, these fake ass security guards and all these other stuff who do the dirty work for them.
That's so true. It's like we're they're pawns in a chess game, right?
There you go.
So you have to attack the system, the top, and those orchestrating the systems. That's where I believe in, just like Tristan does. That's where we get the most work. That's where we'll see the most progress when we attack the system. So I'm all with it. Like, at the end of the day, that could have been any of us.
Literally, like, dude had to run for his life from the police, the same people who are supposed to protect and serve. And Colin Kaepernick got a documentary on Hulu about this. And I'm like so ready to watch it because it makes no sense how the police are unpoliced and can wreak chaos and havoc across just whatever domain they choose to do so, right? Mm-hmm. And then these officers were part of this elite, and I use the word elite very loosely when I speak of this, elite team called Scorpions. What was your point? Like, what do you do? Like, because I'm pretty sure if you're part of this elite group, you weren't doing traffic stops.
Right.
Your job wasn't to do traffic stops. If you're part of this elite group that you were supposed to be like, so what is like all this needs to unfold and play out. But again, it's a part of a massive, it's just one piece of the puzzle. And it's just like, when do we get changed? In a fucking police car, you know, decorated like goddamn 4th of July, ain't it?
It's not going to be the magic wand to change our community, right? And bridge the gap between the Black community and law enforcement.
Well, you know what I've noticed over time, too? I feel like more Black people celebrate Juneteenth as opposed to Black History Month of Martin Luther King. Because I think with that, that's something we took ourselves as opposed to something that was given to us.
I wholeheartedly agree. I was actually having this discussion with my boss. So the company I work for claims to be a diverse company, which they are. And they claim to care about the community, which they do for the most part, but certain things were overlooked. So I run a establishment that is actually 100% Black now. All my employees are Black. And we weren't given a reduction in our store hours for MLK Day while other stores were closed or had a severe reduction in their hours, meaning they were able to get off early and enjoy events right. and things. But the Black store, who's also bringing in the most money in the market, doing the highest volume, wasn't afforded so. And I felt bad, horrible, honestly, blamed myself, although I'm new to the company, but I was under the impression that all the other stores were open as well, which is why I didn't press it. But when I find out, I was like, oh, what? So I went to advocate. I say that to say, the person above me, who was white, was not aware of how much that meant to the community. That's our 4th of July, right?
Like, bruh, that's like, what?
You know what it is, I'm okay. We out here in these streets doing, that is our 4th of July, more so than Juneteenth. But Juneteenth now is coming around because, like you said, we're reclaiming it.
It's now a federal holiday.
Yeah, it's right. They just made it a federal holiday.
Literally.
They're just incorporating that, right? You get what I'm saying? But they also were blocking that from being taught in our schools. Mm-hmm. People really don't learn about Juneteenth until they get into higher ed, right?
I didn't know. Like, I literally didn't know until I became an adult.
Right. Same. Higher ed. So like, right. that's how it is. So they don't teach that in high school. So, you know, that's something that we're now reclaiming. But it's funny that you mentioned that because that's our 4th of July. So for them not to be cognizant of that is just, it's wild, but it also makes
sense. But they like our Black dollars though.
Thank you.
They love our Black dollars. They love biting off our Black culture. But when it's time to actually celebrate our accomplishments, then it's like, oh, well, listen. Like, it's mad excuses. And it's unacceptable at this point.
Mm-hmm. But it's instances like that where you really have to go in and you just have to fight the system and be like, look, at the end of the day. And I told him, I said, look, this is the last time. Like, I'm not allowed. At least I said, I'm going to put my job on it. I'm not allowing this to happen again. Like, I'm advocating for my people. And I said, on that day, it was a chill day. I'm not enforcing nothing. Nah, you have us in here? Nah, it's a chill day. And I said, yo, if y'all so quick to showcase us and, you know, put us out front.
Parade us around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, like, no, then and treat us right. Do us right. So
there you go. Because I damn sure was off. I had clients texting me. Like, oh, you coming? Hell no. It's Martin Luther King Day.
Exactly. And you're in Atlanta.
And I'm in Atlanta and I'm Black.
Right. Come on now. Stop it.
But again, these were, and no disrespect, because once I said, no, I ain't coming, they were receptive of it, but they were not Black. I'm going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, hell to the no. I'm not leaving my house on MLK Day. I earned this. And what I'm really banking on is they make the whole month of February, all Black people get paid and they ain't got to go to work.
Hey, man. I'm with it. I support that. Put that into writing. Make that into law.
That'll really celebrate Black history.
I'm with it. I'm for every bit of that.
Run me my money and let me stay at home because I'm celebrating all my... Because they do it to other cultures.
Mm-hmm. I do. They do, but it's like you said though, they would love our dollars, but they don't love us, right? At all. They love certain aspects of our culture, but they don't love us. So, you know, they're gonna continue to pimp us until we start to disrupt the system that they have in place. That's to me, that's the only way. We can't keep fighting these pawns they keep throwing out there, because that's what they're doing. They're giving us little bits to satiate us.
Yep. Little Trump supporters and goddamn the police and all this other stupid shit they got in place. It's craziness. It is. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because it's like, damn, like I posted something today on my page, you know, in regards to, of course, Black history. And it was the Malcolm X quote. And it just talks about, you know, in regards to not being able to separate peace and freedom, because until you have freedom, you can't have peace. And they go hand in hand. And then you think about it, and regardless of regarding a cultural standpoint, as Black people, we've never had peace as a culture. So, i.e., we've never had freedom
at all.
This is not freedom. Like, constantly having to fight for basic fucking rights, to not get killed like a fucking dog in the middle of the street, like to be able to make decent wages and to get a job and to get an education, not have to take out massive loans, or y'all increasing my damn student loans and give me a crazy percent. Like, no, like, we never had freedom.
You're right. No freedom, no peace. And we literally have not had it down to the barest of essentials, right? So if you look at the genealogy of most people, they have a land that they can go to and call home, right? Even me, to a certain extent, right? I'm Haitian. I can, you know, say I can establish that. But Black people as a whole, they're people without a land. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, they're people without a land. They don't identify with the tribes that they were stolen from. Like, they don't have those connections to the motherland. Like, they
but
don't.
That was their intention.
Right, exactly. So
the Africans don't want to accept us. The Americans tell us to go back home. So where the fuck is home?
That's what I'm saying. So even down to the most barest essential as home, we're struggling to fight for. And that's wild to me.
Yep. That's, and then you can't do the Ancestry.com or 23andMe because they take your fucking DNA and they use it for other bullshit. So it's like, and then they created such a distrust between Black people in the medical field. It's just like, good. Don't listen. You know, I can talk about this all day.
No, man, I'm telling you. All right. Before our time's out, let's switch gears. Beyonce.
Speaking of Black History Month.
Like. Right. Beyonce. Tour dates came out. Tristan, are you going to support the queen or not?
Absolutely not. Let me tell you something. Them ticket prices are fucking ridiculous. Okay.
You don't got a couple bands to throw at Beyonce?
Oh, I got a couple of bands, but not for fucking Beyonce.
Not for Beyonce.
Mind you, I've seen Beyonce several times in concert. I've seen her in Miami. I've seen her in goddamn New York. I've seen her several different. So I'm cool on Beyonce. And I don't like her last two albums. So I'm kind of cool. I don't want to hear anything from her last two albums.
You didn't like, wait, you talking about Lemonade or the Carters?
No, her last two. See, you're a man, so you don't know.
No. Lemonade.
No, Lemonade wasn't the, it was Renaissance.
Yes.
And then it was the one before that. And it was like disco techie. The last one she did was like really disco, whatever. I like the Carters. I like Lemonade. I like.
Okay, so it's the ones after. Okay.
Yeah, so the last two were trash. I'm cool on them joints, right? Hell, I even like the damn Coachella one where she just reissued songs she already
did. She made her, Yeah.
I mean, I could watch Homecoming forever and ever, amen. But these last two, like, the quality of music isn't for me. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. But I don't like doing all that moving and gyrating. I could do a little two-step and some shoulder bouncing.
Keep it
but
cute.
But I don't get it. I don't get what she's doing. But I'm proud of her growth. It's just not for me. So I'm going to just wait till Super Bowl to see Rihanna, because Lord knows she ain't dropping no damn music in about 17, 50 million, 11 years.
Oh, you're talking about The Lion King. That's the last album. Got it.
Oh, that she can have that. I'm cool on that. Like, no, first of all, don't ever touch The Lion King. The Lion King was perfect as the fuck is.
Yeah, that was her last two. Renaissance, The Lion King, and then before that was Lemonade. And then, you know,
The Lion King was fucking amazing as is. Who? Like, all that retouching, remaking, remastering, leave it the fuck alone.
Listen, I wholeheartedly agree. I've never seen Beyonce, but I don't want this to be the first time I see her, because as you stated, I'm not nothing against Renaissance, but it doesn't call to me, right? So I honestly think I've missed my chance, unless she does like a grand finale tour or something like that, you know,
the
when she
greatest
goes over.
Hits.
Yeah, greatest hits and stuff like that.
But you don't definitely do that till later in your career.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I think I'll have to wait till then, or maybe, you know, maybe she'll have another crazy album that kind of draws me in. But I don't see, even my wife, who has seen her already in concert, was like, nah, I'm gonna miss on this one too, just because that last album wasn't hitting, like, and I know why she did what she did, right? She's trying to open up her demographic and hit different people. But yeah, I'm not dropping that much.
First of all, what demographic? Everyone loved Beyonce.
Well,
who was not on board? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what demographic was she? Like, she literally had everyone.
No, yes, she does. But also, music is trending in a different direction with more house music coming into, and then more of the Afrobeat. So she's trying to catch that wave of it even more. But I agree
and
with
I can
you.
I can get that one or two songs. But yeah. I promise you, when I first was listening to Renaissance, and I look up, and I'm in my house cleaning, because I like to clean when I first hear a first song, because you know that's when it seeps in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening, and like 20 minutes of pain, I'm like, damn, this song long as shit. It was like four songs later, but it all sounded the same. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. nah. I cut it off at that point. I'm just like, yeah, nah. And she is amazing in concert. Like, the woman can sing. She dance. Like, she really, you know how you, it's so good that you realize, like, damn, it's over already?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is when I'm not talking about the woman was like climbing from ceiling to ceiling and bungee jumping and shit. Like, it was crazy. Like, so she's amazing. But first of all, and then after that whole Taylor Swift thing with Ticketmaster.
Oh.
I'm cool. I don't fuck with Ticketmaster. So yeah, I'm good. Like, no thank you, Beyonce. I'll catch you on YouTube.
You catch the concert on YouTube like everybody else.
Yeah, I'll catch it on YouTube, because ain't no way in hell I'm paying that much money to go see Beyonce.
Yeah, she gonna miss me too. I'd rather use that money to travel or do something else. So
that's now, if you say Janet Jackson,
ooh,
because she on tour,
ooh,
and her tickets ain't even that much.
You know what though? I'd rather go see Usher in Vegas, since he got another third installment.
Absolutely.
I need to make that
happen. Because that's a whole experience in and of itself.
Yeah, and I've never been to Vegas, so I need to make that happen. What? Yeah, never been.
Listen, Vegas kicked my ass every time.
Really?
Every time.
I want to go eat. You know, I love to eat. I want to go eat.
Yeah, because, you know, I'll go with, you know, my license to Janelle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, yeah, every time I go to Vegas, kick my ass. I end up in bed somewhere thinking I'm dying.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. Yeah, I got to go. We got to go.
Yes, we got to go. Shout out to Vegas. Happen.
Yeah. I want to see Usher. Usher, man. I want to see
Let's
Usher.
Do it. Let's do it. Because, you know, me and Usher are birthday twins.
Oh, yes. Definitely are. Definitely.
We are birthday twins. October 14th. Shout it out. So yeah, let's go. Let's go to Vegas.
We're doing it. We're going to Vegas.
That's it. We're doing it, people. We're going to Vegas.
Making it happen. Awesome. All right, y'all. Well, as always, thank you for joining us. You can hit us up on our Instagram, Hans and Tristan Podcast on IG. You can also listen to the Hans and Tristan Podcast on any platforms that podcasts are distributed. So we appreciate you guys. Sorry for the long-awaited wait, but, you know, life happens. But we didn't forget about you. We still love you, and we're still coming here. We won't stop, can't stop, won't stop. Diddy, bad boy for life. You see what I did there?
yeah, what?
Oh, man, we should talk about that whole Carisha stuff. But we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll save that for later. Because that's an interesting take on that one. We'll talk about that next time. We got you coming. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Also, listen to your boy's podcast, Hod Speaks, please. Listen to it. Follow my girl, Marsh Mental Health, on IG. Support her in all her endeavors. Anything you want to say before we sign out?
No, but we back.
Yeah, we back. We in here.
We been the block. We back.
Yeah, you could drop your old podcast. Now we're back.
Right.
We're here. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.